Okay, so we're up to Mishnah Gimel over here in chapter 14, Parakiyat Dalet. So the Mishnah now segues on to discuss various types of foods that a person may or may not be allowed to eat on Shabbos, even though they're seemingly, you know, it's just a food. But normally we don't like to do things that have healing effects on Shabbos, or we certainly don't like to give the impression that we're trying to heal ourselves on Shabbos, other than, of course, if there's a life-threatening situation or, you know, a very severe sick situation. Otherwise, we try to avoid it. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. And ochlin ezov yon b'Shabbos, a person should not eat ezon yov, which is some sort of a hyssop, some sort of a plant, on Shabbos, l'fisha'inu ma'achal b'riyim, because this is not the food that healthy people eat. Only sick people eat it, and therefore, when I'd be eating it, it would be clear that it was for some sort of a medicinal purposes, and therefore, you can't do that on Shabbos. Aval ochel hu es yo'ezer, but a person is allowed to eat yo'ezer, which again, is some sort of other type of food that could be used for healing, but also regular people do eat it as well on a, you know, on a regular Tuesday morning. They would just enjoy their nice yo'ezer. V'shosa abuvroa, and a person can drink abuvroa, which again, some sort of a drink that normal people eat as well, not just sick people. And the reason why both of these things would be permissible is because since healthy people eat these things as well, there's no way to know that when I'm eating it or drinking it, that it's because I'm sick and I'm trying to heal myself. Again, I would recommend, you know, not saying that out loud that I'm doing this for healing purposes, because then it might be prohibited. But in general, these things would be permissible since normal people drink them or eat them as well, and not just sick people. And now the obvious comparison to this case nowadays, something, you know, like orange juice. Person is drinking orange juice nowadays. Well, sometimes they do it because they're trying to get better from their cold, and other times they just drink it because they just enjoy orange juice. So unless you say explicitly that I'm doing this for healing purposes, it would be totally permissible to drink something like orange juice on Shabbos to heal your cold, because again, regular people drink it as well. Moving on, the Mishnah kind of states this general rule, kol ha'achal and ochel adam l'refuah, anything a person is allowed to eat, anything that healthy people eat, a person who is allowed to eat as well for the purposes of healing. So again, the orange juice idea. V'chol mashkin shosa, and a person can drink any beverage that healthy people drink as well in order to heal himself, because everyone drinks it. So no one will have any idea that it's for healing purposes. And then the Mishnah qualifies, chutz mi mei zekalim, other than some water that comes out of palm trees or something like that. V'chos ikarim, and also when it comes to what's called a cup of sterility. So back in the day, there used to be some sort of a liquid that you could mix some herbs and some other things together, and it was said to cause sterility. So both this liquid and the water of palm trees, these are things that a person should not be drinking on Shabbos. Why? Because in particular the cup of sterility, this is known to cure things like jaundice, and therefore only someone who's sick would be drinking it, and the same thing too with the water of palm trees. That it was some other sort of a healing agent, and normal healthy people would not drink these things, and therefore they were not allowed to be drunk on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah says, "Aval shosehu made the kalim litzmau." But the person who is so thirsty, they are actually allowed to drink this water of the palm trees on Shabbos to quench their thirst. The sach shemini karin shalul refuah, and a person is also allowed to anoint themselves with some sort of root oil, as long as he's not doing it for healing purposes. If he's doing it just to kind of soften his skin, so according to this Mishnah, then it would be totally permissible to do that. Again, just you cannot do things that are for healing yourself on Shabbos, other than, of course, you know, very severe situations. But that brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet says as follows. Now, let's say a person feels pain in his teeth, right? A normal mouth pain. So you think, oh, well, what do we do nowadays? Well, we maybe rinse our mouth out with salt water. So the Mishnah says, lo yigma behenes achometz, a person should not sip vinegar through them, right? And then spit it out. That was the way they used to deal with it back in the day. Because normal healthy people don't do this. Aval metabel hu kadarko. But a person is allowed to dip his food into vinegar in the usual manner. So people have, I mean, just not, I don't know people who dip things directly into vinegar, but think of, like, you know, balsamic vinegar dressing or things like that. So a person who wants to dip their food into vinegar and eat it like that, which is a normal way of eating, then that would be okay. And if a person happens to get healed, their mouth feels better from that, then that's okay. That would be permissible. The Mishnah gives another case. A person who feels a pain in their loins, assuming like their intestines or something like that, lo yasuch yayin v'chometz, a person should not smear them with wine or vinegar, because basically the only reason why you would do that is in the case of some sort of a medical need, but he is allowed to smear his loins, you know, this area, with oil, even if it's to relieve pain, because healthy people do this as well, because they want to soften their skin. And then the Mishnah qualifies, when it comes to rose oil, a person should not smear themselves with that, because it's very expensive, and obviously if you'd be doing it, it would only be for medicinal purposes. But the Mishnah says, B'nei Malachim, Sachen, Shem, and Vered, Alam, Akwasayan. Princes, right, the sons of kings, they smear rose oil on their wounds to heal them, Shechem, Darkam, L'Such, B'chol, because that's how they do it, you know, every day of the week, so it would be permissible for them to do it, because princes are generally a little bit wealthier, and therefore, if they would be using that, they use that every day of the week, so it would be permissible to use it on Shabbos as well, even for medicinal purposes. But Rabbi Shimon, so that was the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim, he gives a very nice idea, he says, all the Jewish people, we are all like princes, we are all like the sons of kings, and therefore, it would be permitted for every single person to smear rose oil on themselves on Shabbos, even for the sake of healing wounds. And that brings us to the end of Perek Yadalid, and God willing, next week we will begin with Perek Tet Vav. Okay, we'll stop right here.